We are Sam and Parker, and welcome to the Get Us Out of Retail podcast. This week, we discussed our bucket list. Thanks for all the support recently, and I really hope you enjoy.
Okay, so like I was telling you, as far as bucket list goes, and just the future with like where money is not like an aspect of it, I really want to do skydiving, which
that's honestly awesome.
Does not sound like something that I would ever be interested in because I'm the biggest scaredy cat on earth. I don't like roller coasters. I don't like shit. Like,
that's true.
If you don't have like, if I don't have like complete control of the situation, I'm like, no, no, thank you. But Tommy did like a vlog pretty recently where him and I don't even know who all was there, like Jack and Tubbo, and like Tubbo is also like a very big scaredy cat and like introvert and everything. And so I like saw him do this and get excited about it, and I was like, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, and like I feel like the part that I was the most scared of like previously was like the landing, because I was like, you're gonna die like by the time you get down there. But like I saw them do it, like I saw like everything, because he didn't like edit anything out. And so that's something I really want to do, because I just feel like it's good for being like impulsive to just like jump out of a plane.
Yeah.
That's why I want to do it, is just for like impulsivity. And then to like brag later on, be like, I jumped out of a plane.
Mood. Honestly, a really cool channel for you to check out is Yes Theory. I've told you about it before.
Oh yeah, you have mentioned it.
They just did a video not that long ago where one of them, his dream is skydiving. Mm-hmm. And now he like professionally skydives, I'm pretty sure.
That's
actually
cool.
Really awesome.
That's cool.
I think the first one on my bucket list is I want to publish a book.
That's cool.
I don't know what I want to write about. Like
me, I want to jump out of a plane. You, I want to be professional.
I have the crazy ones too.
Okay, all right.
But like publishing a book has been something that's like been a weird passion of mine, like since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Like I was always really anxious in school and really quiet, but I had so many teachers come up to me and be like, "Hey, I really like your writing style. I think you could be an author one day."
Yeah.
And somehow I went down the complete opposite path. I was like, I'm going to do psychology. Because that, you know, that comes out the same way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I got to have the messy doctor handwriting now. I got to perfect that.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I really want to make a book. I think I really want to do like a self-help book, kind of like how Dan Howell did.
Yeah.
But mostly like just talking about my life story, because I feel like I've seen a lot of shit and I know a lot of shit. I feel like I'd help the world a little bit.
I feel like you've read enough of those type of things that you'd be able to, like, take all of the good stuff and, like, ditch all of the crap from, like, what is modern-day self-help.
Yes.
And just, like, put it in there and be like, and this is me trying it, and this didn't fucking work.
Yeah. Exactly.
I feel like you could do that, like, really well.
Exactly. Like, no. Because, like, a lot of the modern-day stuff, they're like, oh, just do some breathing techniques, you know? All the stereotypical stuff. Well, for people with, like, autism and neurodivergency, that stuff's not always easy.
Yeah.
And, like, I have chronic health conditions with my lungs, so breathing exercises don't do anything.
Saying to you, just breathe is hilarious.
Oh, my God. When I was in band, I used to wear a t-shirt that was, like, I just need to breathe or something, and I wore it straight for the irony, because everybody who saw it would just burst out laughing. They're like, yep, you needed that. I was like, exactly.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
I feel like mine are very, like, outdoorsy and just doing, like, impulsive stuff, because I want to do, like, rock climbing, too.
Yeah.
Because I've had, like, a little bit of that, because my family takes trips to, like, West Virginia and Virginia all the time, and for some reason, there's a lot of, like, rock climbing on the trails. They'll be, like, the description will be, like, an easy 1 mile trail that you can take your grandma on, and it's, like, a 7 mile trek where it's just like straight uphill rock climbing with no harnesses or anything. It's horrible.
That's horrifying.
Yeah, that's what like happened last time. It was either Virginia or West Virginia. I'm pretty sure it was West Virginia last time I did it. But yeah, and you had to like jump from like rock to rock, and there's just like a cliff in between.
No, thank you.
Like no safety equipment, like no signal. The nearest person is like 8 miles away from you. Like,
yeah.
But I think doing some of that, like, professionally would be super cool, because, like, that was so much fun whenever I did it. Like, my mom was freaking out the whole time. She was like, Sam, be careful. Sam, don't jump over there.
That was definitely something I'd be doing.
But I absolutely love, like, mountains and stuff, and so I just love to be, like, just it's, like, the best feeling in the world when you get to, like, the top of the mountain, and you can, like, stand on, like, the very, like, edge corner of the mountain and just, like, stand on the rock. It's so cool.
I think that's where we become complete opposites. It's right so there. Cool. No, thank you.
It is so neat. No. I remember, like, when I went to, where was it? It was in Michigan. At the very top of Michigan, there's, like, the Porcupine Mountains where we went. And it's, like, a whole, like, state park and everything. But, there's, like, this giant, like, drop-off cliff, and there's, like, all these rocks and stuff. And I was just sitting, just straight vibing on these rocks, and my mom's like, Sam, you're gonna die! Like,
oh my god.
That stuff's so cool to me. So to do that, like, professionally, like, I feel like just taking, like, a week and doing nothing but that, and you, like, stay up in the mountains and stuff, I would love to do that.
I'll meet you at the log cabin. I ain't going out there.
Aw, man, you're not going out with me?
Nope, I'll be sitting there on the couch with the fire out, because I can't breathe fire. And,
with the fire out?
Yeah, I'll have a little warm cup of milk.
Yeah.
Nope, can't do that. I'll just pull my High School Musical moment and just do some karaoke, I guess. I don't know.
That's fun.
That's totally fun. Because you're rock climbing, I'm doing karaoke.
Yeah.
I think my next thing on my bucket list would be to go to San Diego Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
That has been, like, a dream of mine since I was a kid. I just think it's really fun, and, like, I love Comic-Con, the ones I've been to.
Yeah.
And, like, San Diego, I think, is the hub. Like, it's where everybody goes to. And
yeah.
I think you can meet some really cool people.
That stuff just scares me because there's just so much going on. It's, like, a big city. There's so many people there. I don't like any of that.
That's
like,
fair.
I feel like I do okay in crowds sometimes. I feel like I would be so just overstimulated immediately. I would just have to leave.
Yeah. See, that's where, like, knowing how to cope with, like, neurodivergency and stuff really helps. Like, having headphones and STEM toys. And that's the stuff that helps me out. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's different for everyone.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I hate crowds.
When you're, I feel like with that stuff, whenever you're, like, diagnosed way late in life, even if you are diagnosed, it makes it so hard because you don't know what the fuck to do.
Yes.
You're just like, I know this is a problem. I don't know how to handle it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of a, you keep trying shit till it works.
Yeah.
yeah. I don't know. I just always want to go. I don't want to, like, cosplay there and stuff.
Yeah.
And just, like, really enjoy the environment. Like, because my brother promised me to go when I was a kid one day, and then it never happened, of course.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just something that's, like, I've always wanted to chase that, and I think I'm gonna continue that dream, because it just sounds fun.
Yeah. I feel like, widely, you like a lot of inner city stuff, and I like a lot of, like, out in the middle of nowhere stuff.
In my defense, I can't do that, because I'm allergic to the outdoors.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can still kind of get out, and just stay in the middle of nowhere. See, I told you, you're just more, like, inner city. I don't, like, I want to travel, but I do not like, I can't stay in, like, inner cities, especially big cities, for too long. It stresses me out. I don't like it.
Now, if you want to get me outdoors, we're going to go to Michigan, and we're going to go to the beaches with the rocks.
Yeah.
I don't do sand beaches, but we can do the rocky beaches.
You don't do sand beaches.
Nope. I won't do it. I hate it.
You'll do it for me one of these days.
No.
Yeah.
I
already, no, we've had this conversation before that I'm just gonna set you up with, like, a beach blanket and, like, and, like, one of those umbrellas and, like, pat you on the head and be like, I'll be back. That's our beach day, Parker.
I'm gonna become a slide, like a sled, and just drag me to the beach because as soon as I touch sand, I freak out. I hate
you wearing shoes.
Okay, but the sand still hits your legs. It still gets inside your shoes. It's horrible, dude.
And you don't, even when you're at the beach, you don't necessarily always have to go in the sand. There's other places to hang out.
Yeah, but there's still sand. No matter where you go, there's gonna be sand.
I think you'll go with me one of these days.
I've done it one time.
Yeah?
I'll be grumpy the whole time.
It's worth it. We just need, like, one beach picture in, like, our lives.
Oh, I gotta get top surgery first.
You gotta get top surgery first?
Yeah.
That's the condition?
Yep.
That'll be your after top surgery trip at some point.
Yeah. After I've healed and stuff.
But I feel like that's the main difference, because, like, I feel like just everything I want to do in life involves just being, like, outside, and I talked about, like, impulsive decisions, and just, like, even if something is scary, just, like, saying yes to it, like, that's what I want to do.
Telling you, watch Yes Theory.
I'm going to!
Yeah. Listen, that's our whole motto, and, like, I try to live by it now. Because, like, actually my whole life being scared of everything, and I'm trying to venture out and,
oh, yeah. Me
do
too.
This whole Yes Theory thing. Because it's not just a show, like, it's not just a YouTube channel, it's a movement. And yeah. It's just full of people, like, around the world just trying to start saying yes instead of saying no because they're scared.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's my whole point of even wanting to do, like, this podcast, especially this episode.
Yeah.
It's just, like, getting that message out there. Like, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think that just in general, like, as a society and, like, in Gen Z especially, we're just so scared of everything.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure we have, like, the highest anxiety rates ever.
I'm pretty sure we do.
Yeah.
Officially.
And so I think that's a really good thing. And I also think, just as far as, like, bucket list in general, is it's always, like, a really good idea to, like, keep your mind on that. So, like, when you're going through, like, the monotone parts of life, be like, yeah, but this is in the future.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what keeps me going is, like, things like this podcast and potentially, like, doing more content and stuff. That's what keeps me going is being like, that's in the future.
Yeah. Like, as much as with the life we're going through right now sucks.
Yeah.
Eventually there's something that might be better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, another thing I think that's on my bucket list, I know is on my bucket list, is I want to get top surgery. And, like, as anybody who's known me for a long time knows, it's been something that's meant a lot to me, like, for as far back as I can really remember. Like, as soon as I found out, like, what being trans meant and, like, how you could make your life easier being trans, there's no way that being trans is easy.
Yeah.
But, like, for me personally, not everybody has to transition to be trans. That's not what I'm saying. But for me personally, it's, like, getting top surgery has been a big goal of mine. And it is, like, the one thing that keeps me going at the end of the day, because, like, I don't want to die with a chest. That's not the one that I see in myself. And I just want to have, like, all my friends join, you know, my three friends. And just, like, have just, like, a big party, you know? And just, not, like, not a big party, we're anxious. But, you know, just, like, a friend thing.
Yeah.
And just enjoy our lives for once and feel safe in our bodies and just have good vibes all around.
The, like, not just top surgery, but the whole transition thing is really cool for, like, you can track your progress and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that stuff, like, posts, like, TikToks and stuff.
Yes.
About, like, the progress and, like, the, like, 1 month, 2 month, like, even just going on T. Like, I think that stuff's super cool.
It's fascinating. I just watched, I follow a guy on TikTok, and he just got his top surgery. I didn't even know he was getting it, and I was so excited for him, man. It's, like... Like, some people don't understand how big of a deal it could be, but, like, it is so fascinating, because, like, then you finally see somebody for who they feel they are.
Yeah.
And who you see them as. Like, you see it, like, for real.
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I feel like it's also really scary, like, as a person that's not trans, like, I look at that and I'm like, that is terrifying, because it's, like, it's a very, like, permanent choice, and it's still a surgery. Mm-hmm. Like, surgeries in general are scary.
Yeah. I don't even want to go down this road. I have such a big fear of, like, medical, like, procedures and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I've never had them. I don't want them to happen.
Yeah.
But this is one that I'm, like, I'm willing to face the anxiety of it.
Yeah.
And I think, especially, it's different from when you're cis and, like, thinking of the idea of being trans and actually being trans.
Yeah.
It's suddenly less scary. Because it's not like you're looking at it like it's a permanent choice. It's like you're making the right choice.
Yeah.
And you're finally, your image in your head's going to match the image you see in the mirror.
Yeah.
So it's less scary in that sense. I mean, it's still a surgery. It's still like, oh my God, something could go wrong.
Yeah.
But.
And there's like infections and stuff you have to worry about.
Yeah. There's like all these infections.
Like even after.
Your nipples can fall off.
Yeah.
Some people don't know that. It's just like this crazy thing. And I think we're going to eventually have a talk about it.
Yeah.
On the show, so
we'll
eventually get down that road of like surgeries and transitioning and being LGBT.
Yeah. I think even just as someone that's cis, like being comfortable in my own body and like being comfortable in who I am, like I think that's really important to me. And just like in the future. I feel like that's something that you kind of just have to find for yourself. And say, like, fuck everyone around you. Like, I'm going to do what I want. And I'm going to do what makes, like, me happy. Because that's the priority.
I think that would make me so excited and happy for you. If I ever saw you reach that point.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I know you would finally feel way more comfortable and relaxed than you do most days.
Yeah. Which I get, like, I feel like I see, like, glimpses of it. But as, like, someone who's, like... I'm 20 and I'm in college and I still live with my parents and everything is just like boxed in around me. Like I feel like once we travel and once we start doing cool stuff, it'll just get like closer and closer and I'll get to feel that like a lot more.
It'll be like, it's like a butterfly cocoon, you know, you finally get to break free.
Yeah.
It's gonna be really good for you.
Yeah. Like I feel like I'm never gonna worry like, what people think of me after that point. And, like, even because my, like, ultimate goal is to do social media, and I want to portray myself on social media as far as, like, how I actually feel and not have it always be a character. Because, yeah, like, so that's, like, a personal choice. Like, if you want to do content creation and only have a character out there, that's super cool, but I feel like I want to be very authentic with who I am, mm-hmm, and, like, if people don't like that, that's fine.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, like, I mean, this was something I wanted to do for a long time when I was younger, and I kind of backed away from that and started going towards more psychology, but when I met you,
yeah,
I was like, this would be a really good idea, and I'm with you on that. I would love nothing more than to put, like, my most raw, authentic self,
yeah,
out into the world, because I want that to be a safe environment for other people to do. Like, if anybody's, yeah, to meet me, I want them to feel comfortable being their raw self.
Yeah.
So, I think by being yourself and pushing that identity out in the world, it makes it feel like a safer world for other people to do the same thing.
Yeah. I feel like the cool thing about the internet is it gives people the ability to do that separate from their real lives, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know that was something I experienced being, like, I've always been, like, on, like, the stan culture side of things. And I could be whoever I wanted, like, on Instagram, on Twitter, on, like, whatever the early platforms I was on. I could always be exactly who I wanted, and I didn't have, like, anyone judging me, and I had, like, friends that were exactly, yeah, like me, so that was, like, huge for that.
Yeah, and especially as somebody who grew up in, like, a household where I wasn't really allowed to have friends, like, a,
yeah,
person, being able to, like, oh, I see a message from my friend in, like, Amsterdam or something.
Yeah.
And it was always really nice, you,
yeah,
know, to have somebody out there else in the world that,
yeah,
was there for you when you didn't have it in person.
And I feel like I never truly want to lose that, like, looking forward. Like, I still feel like I want to connect with people, like, through the internet, because it's just, like, a really good safe space.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good safe space away from having the pressure of someone, like, knowing you and having, like, all the strings attached there.
Yeah.
Like, in real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, worrying about your identity and stuff. Like, especially...
Yeah.
And it's, like, the same thing when you're talking about, like, transitioning and being trans, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, this is just, like, how I, like... associate myself in the world, you know?
I was thinking about that, too, like,
it's like,
as far
it's
as the trans
so
thing.
It's so nice as a trans person, and I've met a lot of other trans people,
yeah,
who talked about this, where it's, like, for some people, it's, like, being a whole other person and being yourself, but for,
yeah,
being trans, you know, I can be a man on the internet, and nobody questions that.
Yeah.
Like, nobody sees my body and, like, goes, oh, no, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
It's all based on your personality and how you show yourself, and I think that's really empowering.
Yeah, I know, like, my early experience with trans people was all on the internet,
mm-hmm,
and it was them, like, coming out to me before they even told their parents or anything, and,
yeah,
I was like, whoa. Like,
yeah, it's really cool, though.
Yeah, I remember that feeling. That was really neat to be, like, the first person who knew, and to be able to support them behind a screen was super cool.
Yeah. It always makes it really helpful, like, holidays and stuff, too, because, like,
oh,
no,
yeah,
matter what's going on, you know, with your family, if your family doesn't accept you,
yeah,
or anything, you could always have your friend on the other side of the world supporting you.
Yeah.
It's really empowering.
Even for, like, family holidays and stuff, even just having friends that know who you actually are, because I feel like with family, it's so hard, but even, like, as difficult as, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas is gonna be just for me, like, knowing,
yeah,
that I'll have someone like you or, like, people that I can text and, like, not have to worry about, like, putting all those walls up, that's gonna be really neat.
Yeah, we should have our own little Christmas. I think that'd be fun.
Mm-hmm. I've talked about that before with both, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be really fun.
Because I know the holidays are really rough for people like us, especially, like, going back home and stuff sometimes. So.
It seems like for a lot of people, like, I feel like people don't talk about that enough, that holidays are just extremely rough for everyone involved. No one likes it. Like,
okay.
You get these big families together, nobody likes each other, you just find, like, your little niche in the family.
Yep.
It's horrible. Everyone fights. Like, I don't know what it's like to have a healthy family, if that's even a thing, but, like...
You know, it's crazy. I've seen one TikTok family that showed they were healthy, and it was the craziest, most weird experience I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's, like, nobody should be that healthy at that point. Like, there's gotta be somebody in the family. It's a little, you know?
Yeah, it just, having that would be, I feel like even, like, bringing it back to talking about, like, a bucket list is creating that for yourself in the future,
mm-hmm,
and not creating, like, a hostile environment for yourself.
I think that's the most important thing about it.
Yeah.
And it's also, like, it doesn't have to be, like, a bucket list for you to die. It's just,
yeah,
a way to keep on living.
Yeah. It's more about life than it is about death and, like, that ending.
Mm-hmm. And I think when you can acknowledge that, it helps you grow as a person. Because, like, when,
yeah,
I was younger and, like, I was dealing with a lot more suicidal thoughts than I do now.
Yeah.
It was a way of giving myself a reason to keep going.
Yeah.
But I was like, I gotta do this before I finally end it. And now it's more or less like, oh, I have this to look forward to and this to look forward to, and I'm gonna keep pushing and my life's gonna become something greater than I ever expected.
Yeah. I think that's super important, just to have something to look forward to. That's the most important part of, like, just keeping on going.
Yes.
Having anything to look forward to.
Especially when you're in those basic 9-to-5 jobs and every day feels like the exact same.
Yeah.
Being able to have those adventures to look forward to or something interesting and creative to do.
Yeah. And I know in, like, our current job, I feel, like, very trapped.
Yes.
And so picturing any, like, time when I'm not there, it's all that, keeps me, stable right now in that job.
Same. That's the only thing at the end of the day, like, we're both crying in the parking lot.
Yep.
Staring at whatever truck driver's sitting there probably sleeping, and we're just bawling at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, wow, you know, we can look forward to this. Like, we talked about, like, getting a van and just, like, driving around the country.
Yeah, we throw a lot of ideas around, and it all involves getting out.
Yeah. Maybe say something about where we're at right now in our lives, but we'll get there.
Well, I know, like, when I was discussing this with my mom, she, like, asked me the question, like, what do you think leaving is gonna, like, give you? And I'm like, everything. I just need a change of environment. Yeah. Like, anything just to get out of the situation I'm in right now.
Because sometimes that's all it takes.
Yeah.
Like, or even if it's not everything, like, you may have, like, skipped up and moved across the country, and your life still isn't exactly what you perked it up to be.
Yeah.
It's a chance to start over.
Exactly.
It's a chance to change your situations and get away from the most negative parts of your life.
Yeah.
Because for a lot of people, that's family or, like, bloodborne family or friends that are just toxic.
Yeah.
Or even just where you're at living right now. I mean, even, like, housing environments are really dangerous for people.
Yeah.
And just getting away from that is a way to start anew.
Yep.
And it's really encouraging.
Yeah, definitely. Don't forget to follow us wherever podcasts are available to stay up to date on new episodes. Thanks for watching.